Black Kid writes.
I need to write. I need my outlet of pen and paper right at this moment to let loose these demons trapped inside this soul, fighting to succeed, to achieve, to be strong in what I believe. So I must write to release this compressed mind, composed with countless thoughts. I shall write to relax the hands and the fingers in the battles that they once fought. Mind filled with endless thoughts, hands heavy from battles fought. But in times of my stress, I realize that I am blessed with greatness ordained for me. Blessed with never-ending mercy that pushes me, that pulls me, that is ever present in my mind as well as in my sight, that I have to write. I have to vocally educate the minds of my fellow black men to let them know that in the end we shall emerge victorious as more than valedictorians, as more than overachievers, as more than just believers of our dreams becoming reality. We prove that we are more than just our sexualities. So I write. I stain this white sheet of wrinkled paper with my knowledge, with stories advancing time. I hew this blotted out history and reteach the truth through the power of my rhyme. It's our time to shine, to break these barriers that seem to attempt to stop us in our voyage to virtuousness, to stop us from knowing that we are blessed, to make us think that there's no future in our talents. But here I stand as a king, as a pauper, as a prince, and I vent, I write. I demolish those who doubt my star worth ability to overcome these barriers, these roadblocks, obstacles, and ethnicity battles ever present in our illustrious lives. And I continue to write, because words mean more than just what they appear. Words change minds. Words cause us to create, debate, over-exaggerate, to shed tears, to blow kisses, to have courage and fear, which is why I stand here, to expose them to the minds of many, to the minds of plenty and few, to introduce these leaders of tomorrow without any further ado, and these leaders include you. As I glide my ink across this paper, just as a kite cuts through the sky, and I wonder why is history not completely true? I mean, why are the books teaching half of the truth? Why do so many cold-colored hearts become less than who they are? Because they have yet to know that they are God's best creation by far. So I write to scar their memories and to deeply stamp their minds with rhymes that shall encourage their quest for knowledge, to one day acknowledge not only the people of our history such as King and Miss Rosa Parks, but to light their purposes and beliefs, that I might spark a light bulb, that they may come to realize that they will come to achieve. Because nowadays you have to do more than just believe, more than just dream, to look deeper into what things may seem. And I must write, because words stick like the whips that once hit, like the bullets that kill dreams and the ropes inhabiting black fruit that once hang from the trees. Words are powerful, like Egyptian queens, like Africa's golden mounds and beautiful black queens. I write these things, like black leaders who marched on Washington, black mayors such as Harold Washington, people like Mohandas Gandhi, and events such as Back to Africa movements, and insults such as nigger, and tragedies of our own people being killed and thrown into the Mississippi River, and education once being deprived, now allowed but only to the half-told lies that the white man derived, that we were meant to serve instead of being served, that we were meant to be separated from our own, shipped across bodies of waters, and generations later my pen and paper expose the wounds of the effects of wrongdoing that have nevertheless helped us as we have grown out of concrete as roses that were not supposed to sprout during the white winter. But here we are, the core, like the center of the earth. We now birth doctors, lawyers, teachers, and historians. We build up athletes and dancers. We vocalize singers and produce more than just valedictorians. We bring forth writers, motivational speakers, and the result of history's story is us, black kids, the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Those who see more than the white of our eyes, more than what is strictly visible to the sense of our sight. And I am one of those black kids, as I shall continue to write.